The top stories on MFR this week.
We have approximately 40 firefighters on scene just now, and we've got 8 pumping appliances. We've also got a water carrier.
A race against time as a Highland wildfire closes in on an area of Inverness.
As it came close to the houses, the fire brigade had to run hoses through the gardens.
MFR was the only broadcaster giving you live updates from the scene.
Your music, your life. MFR.
The Highlands and Murray suffers a mass power failure.
All of a sudden, the lights click out, they come back on, they click out, and come back on. 2.5 hours, I think, was in darkness.
Worst affected Caithness is among over 200,000 homes plunged into darkness.
No traffic lights, everyone was just driving around. No one could see. It was just hectic.
Your Facebook comments on the North Scotland blackout coming up.
MFR.
And how frustrating do you find mobile phone coverage in the north?
In the areas where good mobile phone coverage is the most important to the economy, it seems to be the patchiest.
I'm Brian Rutherford. We start with a blaze that threatened homes in the Milton of Leys area of Inverness. But Castleton residents tell MFR firefighters prevented tragedy on Friday.
They managed to get fire hoses in through the gardens of some of the houses, and that helped to set the flames back. The flames were quite big and quite close.
James Mackay was in town, saw the smoke and followed it back to his own neighbourhood. The Scottish Fire and Rescue Service is being praised by residents for acting quickly and getting the fire under control.
Hi, I'm Shane and I'm from Inverness and I'm 11 years old. You could hear like sirens. They kept on coming. They got up pretty quick.
The cause of the fire at Bogbane Wood remains unknown. MFR was the only broadcaster reporting live from the scene. You can listen back by watching a special video we've made for you. It's on our website.
Your music. Your life. MFR.
Chaos on the road, confusion at home and people left in the dark, feeling scared.
No traffic lights, everyone was just driving around. No one could see. It was just hectic.
Scott McCaddy from Wick lives in one of 205,000 homes that were plunged into darkness on Wednesday night. The teenager from Caithness waited the longest for electricity to be restored. That was around half midnight.
I was quite scared as well. When I looked outside the window, it was all in darkness. People was just looking at their windows. Torches all around the street.
17-year-old Callum Sutherland wants to know why the blackout happened. Scottish and Southern Energy Power Distribution say that it may have been down to debris blowing in the wind, lightning, pollution or equipment failure, but nobody actually knows.
MFR.
Taking a look at your reaction to the power cut on the MFR Facebook page, Graham Gunn says massive overreaction. Kirsten MacDonald agrees, saying, I'm not sure what the big deal is, but some of you struggled, including Hazel Daisy Boswell. Hazel says, it was awful. I was out and arrived back home 7 months pregnant with my 2 and 4-year-olds in complete darkness. My husband was away, so I was alone. In Inverness, praise for the Ragmore Hospital. Nancy McLean says the outage was brilliantly handled by all the staff. And many of you say that no electricity meant no modern day distractions, with family spending more time together.
MFR.
The head of the Royal Navy sailed into the Scottish independence debate on Tuesday.
For us to be divided will be less efficient for both the UK and for Scotland.
But Murray's pro-independence MP, who's also the SNP's defence spokesperson, says that security at sea has already been compromised.
We have no maritime patrol aircraft. The UK has no ocean-going naval vessels based in Scotland.
Angus Robertson talking about the scrapping of the Kinloss-based Nimrod maritime surveillance aircraft.
MFR.
Forget 3G signal, many of us in the north aren't even getting 2G.
If Scotland gets itself a reputation as somewhere that if you're going to come here for a visit or going to try and do business here, you're disconnected from the rest of the world, then we're not going to get repeat business.
Colin Borland from the Federation of Small Businesses, the UK's worst mobile phone coverage is here in Scotland. Ofcom figures show more than a third of the Highlands can't even receive 2G. In Murray, it's worse, with 44% not covered by it.
MFR.
And we finish with news that Scotland's Citizens Advice Bureau's helped 1 million people in a year, mostly with money worries.
Welfare reform that's being done at the moment has obviously increased the need for free advice.
Fraser Sutherland from the CAB says more than half of public inquiries were about welfare cuts or debt. Well, that's your week on MFR. There's more news online at mfr.co.uk.